Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary, are you with us?
Yes.
How can I help?
Hey, I want to say, first off, I love the show. It's great. I found it a couple months ago, and it's very informative. I really like it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question about my wife. She's 53. She's been in really good health. She's had chronic, sinus problems, allergies, asthma, her whole life. And I find it, it's funny that she goes to see the family doctor, and they send you to the specialist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and she gets these chronic, sinus infections that sometimes she can have 6 or 8 or 9, a year, and it's like we get the same, we go to the doctor, we get the nose sprays, allergy, we'll get some antibiotics. She seems like she's on antibiotics constantly.
Yeah.
To the point where last year, it affected her, her blood levels apparently, because she came up, had a physical and had problems with the, with the blood and the liver and stuff. Well, we got that cleared up, but, she's been relatively a really healthy person, but it seems like these chronic sinus infections just get her down, and then they put her on prednisone, and she's taken that off and on, which I think she's probably taking it too much, because it's a strong medicine, but I'm just wanting to know if there's anything, you can give us, maybe diet-wise or anything else that might help her out.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things I think about. First, let me get into this. I mean, just so you know, the antibiotics and the antihistamines and the nose sprays and all that, that's what we do in medicine. That's all we have. That's kind of our arsenal. So, unless you're really going down more of a natural route, you're never going to go to a traditional MD, typically, okay, very rare, and get a bunch of alternative treatments for allergies. Just not usually going to find that. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? And first and foremost, how does she eat? Are eating habits good or not so good?
Pretty good. Her weight is good. Like I said, she's been a relatively pretty healthy person.
But healthy because she's thin, because of her metabolism and of her choices?
Yeah.
When you say good, why don't you let me see if it's good or not? All right, so give me, what is a typical day? Just give me her breakfast on a typical day.
Oh, probably juice, cereal, maybe a toast, or, she usually eats pretty light in the morning, and then she'll have maybe fruit or maybe a light salad for lunch. And then she eats just a regular dinner, with fruit, vegetables.
Meat and vegetables kind of thing, right?
Maybe a small portion of chicken or fish or meat or something. But I thought she ate pretty healthy,
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not like she's eating fried chicken every meal with French fries. So, yeah, and eating a bunch of bonbons all day. So I get that. The interesting thing is, when somebody suffers from allergies at any level, you've got to look at their diet. And two of the biggest culprits for any type of allergic response in the body, and this is not forever. So when I say think about avoiding these foods for a period of time, it's not just forever. It's for a period of time. But you might want to think about avoiding all grains, so your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, because they contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, although she may not be considered celiac, she may be in a situation where her body's just sensitive to it. And by coming off gluten, her body can function at a much higher level, meaning that it reduces foods that create a bunch of histamine. The histamine is produced by certain cells called the mast cells or basophils, okay, without getting too technical. Just so you know, you can eat foods and it can create this histamine response in the body, which is why when you have allergies, you take an antihistamine, okay? So that's how it happens. So if you eliminate the foods that cause this histamine response in the body, many times you can reduce the allergic response in the body. And milk is another one too, so dairy products. So those two, cutting them completely out of the diet for about 8 weeks, you'll notice a big difference. I mean, huge. It's either going to work or it's not. And that's where you can kind of look into that. But yeah, I mean, those kind of foods typically do cause a lot of allergies to people. And whenever it's chronic, like whenever somebody is constantly dealing with it, I mean, you got a couple things. Number one, the foods. Number two, stress levels in their life. So if you've got a lot of emotional stress, or you're going through a tough time, or, you know, loss of, a job or a family member, a loved one, whatever, that can produce a lot of stress in the body, which can raise cortisol, stress hormone, and can release more histamine. That's a whole different topic. But, you know, just the emotional part of it definitely plays a role. So I would look into the eating part. And does she take any supplements at all by chance?
Maybe just a multivitamin, maybe some B.
Okay. Some of the basics. Well, there are some supplements that can be helpful when you've got a lot of allergies. One being what's called a proteolytic enzyme. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found in pineapple, typically. Bromelain is a big part of what they're made out of. But it's really good to get them in a supplement form. You can pick them up at a health food store. And you take these proteolytic enzymes about an hour after a meal. And what they do is they break down the excess proteins that might not get digested during the major part of the digestion process. That they are kind of headed toward elimination. Those are the proteins that typically create a lot of the histamine. And so the proteolytic enzymes go in and they help break those down. And again, they're really inexpensive. You can go to a health food store and just tell them you want some proteolytic enzymes and they should know what you're talking about. But that can be helpful too. And you can look at that for a period of time. But allergies can be a real bear. A lot of people struggle with them, and deal with them. And they can be really uncomfortable. But, you know, having to go to antibiotics all the time like that, at that level, my gosh, I feel terrible for it. It's not a fun place to be in. Probiotics are good too, just so you know. Keeping that good, healthy bacterial flora in the gut can make a big difference. I mean, a huge difference, because it really, even though she's healthy, you know, even though she's been relatively doing great, when it comes down to the sinuses and congestion and allergies and just all of that business, you know, they can call it sinus infection, whatever. Still, you get back to the root cause of what's going on, and typically that's what tends to be the root. Good that she's taking vitamin D, by the way. Her immune system will benefit tremendously. She's not doing blood tests. I would have her get a blood test done about every 6 months. Might be a smart thing because, you know, let's say she's taking 1,000 units of D every day and her blood test shows that she's at like 30 for her vitamin D. Well, she's extremely low at the low end of the range at that point. It's not doing that much for her immune system. But if she started taking more D, like maybe 5,000, 7,000 units a day, and you get her numbers up to like 90, 80 or 90, now you're talking. Because the upper end of the range is 100, and then her immune system will get strong. So you can adjust the levels based on the blood work, and the doctor can help you do that, okay? A couple things to think about. But I hope she feels better. Keep me posted. Call me back on the show. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of new choices are you going to make to improve your health? So you can go to the next level for your health and for your life. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because at that time I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725, 877-646-3725, or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. All lines
lines are open. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, you can go online and check us out. All the nutrition information that you're looking for, learning how to lifestyle your way back to health. Our lifestyle team and wellness team, we really fill in the gaps. Got a great, great team that's growing every single day. Wellness experts around the country joining our team to really give you the best in lifestyle choices. And it really is the area that we're missing. So if you're trying to figure out how to drop those pounds, if you're figuring out what kind of nutrition that your body needs, and you're really looking for a new start, somebody to coach you and walk with you along the way, that's what we're here for. That's what our team is here for. Because we want to see you live better, have more hope to really go through life and achieve all that you want to achieve. And that's what we're here. That's what all of this is about. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And it's about everything that you are looking for to be and to achieve. Let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'll just recap from our little telephone incident.
glad to have you back.
Earlier hour, my phone went crazy.
Okay.
My name is Rebecca, and anyway, I lost 75 pounds over the last 2 or 3 years. Oh, I've had hypertension since I was 19. I'm 55 years old now. I eat healthy now, and but over the last 15, maybe 18 years, I've been in and out of emergency rooms, hospital stays. I've had all the tests ran, perfect heart, no glitches on any of my tests. But I have a chest pain that comes and goes, and I have been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia. My doctor is a cardiologist by profession and my MD, and he's a great doctor. And essentially, the chest pain is always right above my heart, and it just scares me really bad when it happens. And I'm just wondering, is that typical with hiatal hernia, with acid reflux? Is that a typical pain? Is there something deeper that we're just not finding?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, when you say something deeper that we're not finding, I mean, the reality is the doctor himself or herself, you know, is going to have to do the testing to figure that out. And that's tough for me to just say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's many, many issues that could be causing them. Everything from, it could be heart, but if you rule everything out, meaning if they do the EKGs and an echo and they do everything, all the basic tests, and even the blood work, and it's showing that everything's fine, then they have to go with, okay, everything's okay. But if it's still bothering you, still hurting, it could be something else. I mean, it could be anxiety masking itself as some type of heart-related issue. It could be costochondritis, which is where you got the ribs actually going into the sternum. And there could be a malposition in those. And that's where a good chiropractic physician can come in, believe it or not. Would work very well. Physical therapy could do well, too, in resolving that. So there's a lot of could-bes when it comes to chest pain. And, you know, so has it been, let me ask you this question just from my own curiosity. Has it been coming and going? And does it go, you know, does the pain go down your arm very often? Your left arm?
No, I don't really feel anything going down my arm or any other heart-related symptoms typically. It's just, it feels like about 2 to 3 inches right above my heart in my chest, and the pain never moves, and it just hurts the same way each time. And I think that because I have been more obese and because I've had hypertension for so long, I think that I jump to conclusions and I get scared. And I
but that's
think
okay.
It could be related to my doctor prescribed at one time for me Nexium for the acid reflux for the hiatal hernia. And that was diagnosed with the upper GI and everything, so I'm sure that it's there. It's just that I couldn't continue to take Nexium because it gave me bad side effects. So we've tried switching me over to more like just a name brand acid reducer, and that does seem to help. I do feel like that has helped. And so, you know, I guess I should just look at the obvious thing instead of worrying about the unobvious.
Yeah, but it's okay, Rebecca, to go through that. You know, I mean, it's a normal response to feel that way. And you're dealing with your heart, potentially. And so it would freak anybody out. So it's not being overly cautious. But at the end of the day, if you've ruled everything out and they've checked it and it's not your heart, you might want to go have someone look at it. Now, did they say anything about it being like an atypical angina chest pain, which is just kind of a generalized, almost cramping of the heart muscle, basically?
No, they've actually never found anything at all related to my heart. I'm very thankful to say.
Absolutely.
And initially, 2 to 3 years ago, that is what got me in gear about adjusting the way that I ate, and 75 pounds is significant, but I have about another 50 pounds to go, and I'm trying to get back to the original way that I started doing this, was by only placing things in my mouth that helped my body, vegetables and olive oil, and I have read up, and I do know quite a bit now about things that are a positive effect on your body.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think just sticking with that game plan and sticking with what you're doing is good. I would maybe go into a chiropractic physician's office, have them take a look at it. Because if it is something like a costochondritis, there's a lot of techniques that they can use to get it resolved. And if you carried a lot of weight before, then there could be some malposition in those areas. Literally the most minute shifting in that area could create a lot of pain. I mean, it feels like sometimes somebody's putting just a knife in that area. It hurts to breathe, that sort of thing. So that's a possibility. So if you've had the weight on you, which you have, and now you've lost it, that's a possibility. Because if the muscles themselves have atrophied in that area and they used to hold, there can be some shifting. And at least they can check it out and give you a good overview. And it wouldn't be that expensive. Most of them take insurance, and at least you can get an evaluation to rule that out. And you may find that that was an issue the entire time. The structural aspect of the body is very overlooked, and most people don't think about it. They're just like, well, what pill do I need to take to make this better? And a lot of times it can be on the structural side of the body. So just a little note to think on, and definitely good to hear from you. Keep me posted, okay? We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I help?
Okay. I'm a 50-year-old, you know, and I'm really sick. I was on a protocol of medication, which was Prilosec and Abilify. And the Prilosec was for LPR, and I had that severely. I have had to have $7,000 worth of dental work because of the severity of the reflux, and I have retention cysts in my sinus cavities from that. I was on Abilify for sleep and as an add-on for depression, and was given Cymbalta. I received a prednisone shot and was a smoker. And I have a very complicated medical history. I have a benign brain lesion, and on and on. I have a rare spinal cord disorder, Tardwell cyst. I have hip drop. I have osteoarthritis. I have fibromyalgia. I recently found out that I didn't know. I was 2 inches shorter than I knew that I had been. And I was left with this medicine, Seclamis, and Balta was added with a bleeding disorder.
Okay.
Approximately 3 weeks. That developed into scalded skin syndrome. And I haven't had any medical treatment. I've been waiting. This has been going on since July. I'm dismissed from my 20-year-old medical practice because of complaints. I went to a local hospital, unnamed, and had been unhappy with an internist there. And that was when I wasn't sure why I was losing the ability to use my right foot, and I'm dismissed from that. I have an upcoming appointment with the dermatology associate because I have lost so many layers of my skin. I'm unable to control my body temperature to regulate it. I still am able to be any hair, rip, you know, my skin is so fragile. I recently lost my eyelashes 2 weeks ago. For mental health support, because I'm so toxic to everything now. I was already toxic to NSAIDs. I was already toxic to a multitude of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer take the Abilify, any classification of that drug. I cannot take the Prilosec. I have received the most severe side effects from those drugs, and when I tried to stay on them, even after I discontinued without medical support, don't do it alone, but I had to. It was to save my life. The Cymbalta, and really who helped me was poison control in Louisville, Kentucky. I have no doctor. I'm alone. I'm really sick. And I am trying so hard. I am, for nutrition, following the advice of a Chinese herbalist in Massachusetts who said, for fibromyalgia that I have, and pain, which I have a great deal of pain, that our bodies are wet for that condition. And he suggested to go on foods that potentially, what he said, dry internally the body system out. And because I'm so allergic to everything now, I can't hardly eat. I didn't know I had an ulcer either, and I can barely get food in. And so I'm trying to follow the wet protocol that the doctor suggested. I get a few bites of food in at a time. I'm constantly running a fever, and I don't know what.
I understand. I know it's tough, and I know it's not easy. But it sounds like you've got a decent team around you to help you, right?
No, I have no one.
Well, you got the Chinese, I mean, the Chinese herbalist. Are you seeing him, or do you just go by advice, like over the internet, or do you talk to him by phone? How does that work?
Right, no. His advice is an internet email that you can go symptomatically through. And that seems to be, I've always had that issue and tried to explain it to doctors. My body can never take heat, and it's always in a wet state.
But most doctors don't understand that because they don't understand Chinese medicine.
Okay. Well, that my body tends to accumulate fluid always.
Right. But I'm just saying a lot of traditional medical doctors are not trained in Chinese medicines. You know what I mean? So they're not really going to get that.
Okay.
So you have a primary care doctor that you're working with right now that is really helping you? I mean, the one that's been giving you the medicine?
No, I can't take any. I am excluded from medications. I'm allergic now to them.
To all of them, right? Even though, I mean, the antibiotics that you were taking for quite some time, you can't even take anymore, right?
The MRSA, for the MRSA, I went to emergency room to get a second protocol. But those wound sites are still sore, and I have an upcoming appointment to go for a one-time visit to a dermatology clinic for the, you know, for where I've lost the eyelashes and where I've lost all the multi-layers of my skin.
I understand. So your question to me is what?
And alone.
You just need somebody to help, right?
No, I have no one. I don't know a doctor that will see me. I don't know where to find a doctor.
Have you gone to a naturopathic physician at all?
I've considered that at to go back to GNC. You don't have knowledge of herbal products. That's all I'm using.
I do. I mean, that's fine for your GABA levels and anxiety and that sort of thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got all kinds of ideas, but that's not for me to just tell you a bunch of herbal things that'll help right or that could possibly help right now is not what you need. That's not my best play of advice for you. And if my best bit of information for you is really with everything you have going on, you don't need to hear something from me. Per se, you need to get someone that can dig in with you. Does that make sense? Like, I mean,
right.
You need someone that can really get an hour with you just on the consultation to get all the details and do a brief, you know, a thorough exam and really dig into your history and walk in this thing with you. And traditional medicine is good, but I think in your case of what you're looking for, someone that's been trained as a naturopathic physician would be very helpful. And, you know, if you've gone the medical route and you and the antibiotics and whatnot are not helping you, how long has it been since you've been to, say, internal medicine doctor or, like you said, a dermatologist, anyone? And how long has it been?
I have been. My last medical appointment was an urgent treatment visit and a hospital visit. And they said, you need to be seen now. You need to be seen now. And I tried to readmit to the only two places I actually had any medical history and declined. So I need to find someone who could work with me. And I have, when they gave me my medical history finally, it filled up a complete sheet. I didn't know that I had some of the things that I had. So I've had to secure all of my medical records alone to try to find another doctor for treatment. I mean, I have had everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I'm so debilitated. I don't have any understanding how to get into a recovery state at this point.
Well, here's the thing. I understand that you're upset and you're scared and you don't know where to turn. I understand that. But you have to definitely get someone with you that can guide you. And there are people that do care about you. I mean, we do. But it's finding someone near you, you know what I mean, that really can dig in with you, kind of take you by the hand and walk you through the process. Many times, the reason I'm saying a naturopathic physician, I think that they're really good because they tend to take a lot of time and they see a lot of cases after it's already gone to the traditional medical route. And, you know, a lot of medical doctors are not real big fans of that form of treatment, but it's definitely worth, you know, meeting with someone and telling them your story and letting them kind of dig in. I wouldn't completely stop on the medical route either, though. And if maybe the doctors that have worked with you have come to the end of their line, find another one. You know, there's always a little bit of training that a doctor can have that may have an answer. You know, because I'll tell you this, God hasn't left you in the middle of all this. I mean, you know, that's just my own opinion. And, you know, he says he'll never leave you. So he's the great physician. He's greater than any of us. He's the one that provides all the education for it anyway. So I would trust in that. I have hope to know that there's a better day coming. But reach out for what you know to find some of these doctors to walk with you.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Madigan. Did I say that right? Madigan?
Yes, Edward Madigan, sir.
Okay, Edward, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help, sir?
I had a recent issue. I'm a type 2 diabetic in control of meds. Had it for over 10 years, and all of a sudden they took a routine EKG. Had like three of them done in the last, say, 2 years, and all of a sudden now it's saying sinus rhythm. Then it goes possible minor infarction, which means minor heart attack. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what could be doing that.
Well, I mean, what do your doctors tell you so far? Did they give you any kind of inkling of what's going on?
Just I had an echocardiogram done, and they couldn't find anything there. But I was told by the technician, he goes, well, it usually means there's a blockage somewhere, and part of your heart muscle got deprived of oxygen. And I don't know, I feel fine, feel good. Never, you know, I've never had any heart issues in my life. I'm an ex-military guy, a Marine corporal from way back in the 80s. I finished up in 89. And currently, you know, I work full-time, and I'm one of those, I'm over 50 now, I'm 51. But I've always been, like, the positive type. And, you know, the diabetic issue, I couldn't get around it. I do my best with it with medicine control on an average of 7 to 7.5 on my A1C. So, you know, that isn't really a factor so much, but that's what's scaring me a little bit. Why would your EKG come back all of a sudden minor infarction? You know, I've never had that happen.
Yeah, but that could be a variant too. I mean, because it comes back like that doesn't mean you should be overly concerned. Especially, did the doctor say to be overly concerned, or he said don't worry about it?
Yeah, he more or less said, don't worry about it, but I have a medical ticket with the FAA that's kind of dependent on that. I had my private pilot license since I was a lot younger, and I planned on in the future, near future, to upgrade my skill levels, and basically I have to get a first-class medical. I currently have a third-class with a special issuance for the diabetes thing. You can fly an airplane, but you got to have the right paperwork filed and get approval, and so I was going to get my first class, and that's when that came up right during the exam. It was just basically a trial exam just to see how things are going. You know, that came up, so it's a good thing I did it that way. But no, that concern with it, but I'm just trying to figure out why is it all of a sudden every EKG machine turn on? You know, that's what it feels like. You know, but You don't have any ideas at all?
Well, I mean, it could be, there's a lot of different reasons why that can happen, but, I mean, like quite a few, and only if I had all the testing and that sort of thing to really look at could I give you a real good, solid answer. But, I mean, there's several things and reasons why. But why? I mean, do you absolutely know why and just give you a definitive answer? I think your doctor would have already given you that. You know, it's just one of those deals where you just don't know. And the heart itself, when it shows its variance, like on an EKG or an echo or whatever, you just have to look at them. And there's certain little aspects of these tests that will just give you some baseline answers. And you can go back to the textbooks and what they teach us. But at the end of the day, you have to just say, okay, well, the heart's just doing this, and, you know, here's why. Or we don't know why. And so you have to focus on not so much of what the test said, but what can you do to make your heart strong and what can you do to support your heart? I mean, that really needs to be the focus of your mindset more than anything. Because, again, you feel great, right? Everything's going okay. But then you've got a test over here that says, well, here's the deal. And so it gets you kind of concerned. And I get that. I mean, I would be too. But just so you know, a lot of people have things that pop up on these tests, and really, they're living normal lives. I mean, you can have little anomalies from birth that show up. You can have issues with the mitral valve. You can have, you know, you develop stenosis later on, but not even really feel anything so much. But there can be these variants there, and people live completely normal lives, and their heart functions completely normal. So, I mean, just so you know, I wouldn't overly focus on that. What I would focus on is, okay, now you're in your 50s, and you're an ex-military guy, and you want to do everything you can to support your heart and support your health and to really function at a key level and a high level. So, I mean, the question becomes, okay, what can you do to make that happen? So supplements and things, I mean, foods, are you eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, getting at least two or three servings per lunch and dinner minimum every day? Are you eating non-inflammatory foods? Are you exercising at least 5 days a week? Are you getting plenty of fish oil, 1 to 2 servings a day, plenty of vitamin D, plenty of CoQ10? Are you, eating plenty of fish and keeping your carbohydrates moderate? You know, are you drinking plenty of water? Half your body weight in ounces. Are you getting plenty of rest? Supporting the adrenal glands? I mean, see, these are all the questions that you should be asking yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, supporting the body, supporting the heart, and keeping the body at a good place where you can go to that next level, so that as you go in and you get tested again at your yearly physical or whatever, and they start noticing that there's, you know, there might be a little variant there, but man, you're healthy. You know, now we're talking. So you got the heart of a 35-year young guy. I mean, those are the kind of things that you want to hear based on your choices that you're making at this point. So now that you're in a place where you can really focus and you can really make better choices, make good choices, that's really the direction you want to focus in. So, I mean, is there anything you can take or anything to fix that? If that's a question in your mind, I wouldn't really, not so much. And I don't, it's one of those things where I don't know because I don't have all the tests and everything in front of me. So the doctor would have already told you that. But what can you do moving forward? That's the key. And there's a lot you can do. My book talks about that a lot, too. It's called Empowering Your Health. A lot of tools in there that can help, okay? Thanks for the call, and glad to hear you're doing well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better in some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.